And it's stated after Asasala, the shaitans gathered at a sea, where the throne of Iblis, shaitan, was set, and the performance of the evil activities of the shaitans were presented. One shaitan said, I have made many people drink alcohol today. Another said, I have made many people commit adultery today. So all such evil activities were heard, and one by one, all of these shaitans said that this is what we've done today, this is what we've done today, this is what we've done today. In the meantime, one shaitan said, today I prevented so and so student from seeking Islamic knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Upon hearing this, the heart of Iblis leaped and he hugged him and he said, I, only you have done an incredible job. Seeing this, the other shaitans, they grew jealous because they were not appreciated despite the big task. Despite what they had done, they'd made people drink alcohol, they'd made people commit adultery, they'd made people commit murder, thieving, lying, cheating, all sorts of things that they'd made people do. Yet Iblis was not happy at any of these. But he showed happiness when one shaitan said, today I stopped a student from acquiring the knowledge of the deen. Observing the expressions, Iblis said, you do not know that all your achievements are because of him, the one who has prevented the student from gaining Islamic knowledge. If people had Islamic knowledge, they would not have committed the sin. Allahu Akbar. Tell me, which is that place? Tell me the place where the greatest scholar is, where the greatest worshipper is not a scholar lives, as well as an Islamic scholar lives there. He said, take me to a place where there is a great worshipper there, and there's also a great scholar there. And they mentioned the name of a place. Early in the morning, before sunrise, Iblis, along with the shaitans, reached that place. The shaitans, they hid themselves, whereas Iblis, he presented himself in the form of a human being. And he said to the person who had just performed his Tahajjud Salat, and he was going towards the masjid for Fajr Salat, Iblis requested him, he said, honorable man, I have a question for you. And the worshipper said, ask quickly, I have to perform my Salah. Iblis took out a bottle from his pocket, and he humbly asked, does Allah Azza wa Jalla have the power to put all of the skies and the earth into this small bottle? Now the worshipper, he thought for a while, and he said, there is a world of difference between both of them. Iblis said, that is all I wanted to ask. You may leave. Thereafter, Iblis turned to his shaitans and said, see, I've destroyed the faith of this worshipper. He does not even have faith in the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now his acts of worship have been rendered futile. As it came close to sunrise, the Islamic scholar appeared coming hastily. Iblis said to him, honorable man, I have a question for you. And he said, okay, ask me the question. You know, I want to read my namaz. And the Islamic scholar said, I don't have time. But the Iblis said to him, no, it'll only take a few moments. And Shaitan again repeated the same question. He put out the bottle. And he said that, does Allah Azza wa Jalla have the power to put all the skies and the earth into the small bottle? Now hearing this, the Islamic scholar replied, oh, the accursed one, you seem to be Shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jalla has such a great power that he can put millions of skies and earth even into the hole of a needle, let alone such a big bottle. Allahu Akbar. And this, viewers of Madri Channel, is the difference between someone that has the knowledge of the deen and someone that just acts. You know, we read our namaz, well, even then, not all of us read our namaz, but those of us that are fortunate that read our namaz, but we don't have this knowledge, we don't have the knowledge of our beliefs, then we can be tricked easily by shaitan. Whereas a scholar, when someone comes and asks these questions, he will be able to recognize that this is the whisper of shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Baqarah, Ayah 20, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jalla can do anything. The scholar replied to shaitan, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jalla can do anything that he wishes. And this is the belief that we need to have, but unless we have that knowledge, viewers of Madri Channel, then we can also come a crop and fall to the tricks of shaitan. And this is why we need these scholars, viewers of Madri Channel, so they can explain these things to us. They can enable us, empower us to protect ourselves from the whispers of shaitan. But the thing is, viewers of Madri Channel, we will only respect the scholars. We will only understand the value of the scholars when we understand the value of our iman. Because it's the scholars that protect our iman, but if we have no value for our iman, then we'll have no value for the scholars. You know, people that maybe they've got, a cheap car, an old car, you know, they don't bother locking it. It has no value. Who's going to steal it? So they don't bother locking it. Yeah? If there's, you know, you see people in poor places, you know, in small villages that where they have small houses, they don't put locks on the doors because there's nothing there to steal. And so they do not protect what little belongings they have because there's no value. But very rarely do you see someone that has a huge mansion in which he knows it's safe inside there, gold inside there, diamonds inside there, or he has an expensive car and he doesn't lock it. He doesn't lock his house. This doesn't happen. Because then when he has got something that's of value, he'll try and protect it. But the problem is, viewers on the channel, we don't value our iman. We don't value our iman, and because of that, we don't try and protect it. You know, if someone was to say to you that if you saw a person walking down the street with 20 pound notes in his hand and there was a wind and he's not even got his hand closed and he's got his hand like that, what would you say to him? You say, oh, foolish one, do you not know that you're going to lose all of this money? A little bit of a breeze and you lose your money? Viewers on the channel, unfortunately, that's what we're doing with our iman. We're walking down with our street, we don't even close our hands. We're doing nothing to protect our iman. And a little bit of breeze, a little bit of the whisper of shaitan comes, and our iman will disappear. We need to learn to protect our iman. We need to know those things that can enable us to protect our iman. We need to know about those things that can cause a bad end. And what is a bad end? A bad end to your life is that you die, not die in a hospital or die here or die there or whatever, or you get killed or whatever. That's not a bad end. A bad end is if you die without your iman.